Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, Head Teacher of Information Technology, and I'm excited to be here with you for Episode 3 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tuggerah Lake Secondary College, Tumbiumbi Campus. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. It's great to be able to share our journey with you. And if you're a returning listener, once again, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you back. Today's episode is another great one, packed with some incredible stories and updates. We welcome back Mr. Holton to his regular interview segment, and we catch up with our student leaders about a conference they've attended recently. But before we dive in, I'd like to take a moment to express our appreciation to everyone that has liked, subscribed, and supported our podcast. The response to our podcast has been amazing, and the positive feedback we've received has been both humbling and inspiring. It's clear that we have a fantastic community, both near and far, and we truly appreciate the time you take to tune into us. Your support drives us moving forward and bringing you even better content in the future. As always, we love to start our podcast with our very special guest, our campus principal, Miss Bate. She'll be sharing her highlights from the past and giving us a glimpse of what's coming up soon in our school community. So without further ado, welcome Miss Bate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone. It's really nice to be here today, and it's nice to have a change in the weather. So autumn is one of my favourite times of the year, and it's just beautiful to be here on our campus during the autumn time. We've had a great last week, and I just want to shout out to Friday for the Harmony Day. We had students who wore orange accessories and staff as well. We also had a futsal match between staff and students at lunchtime. And that was a great opportunity to see the fun. We had a great audience as well.
It was a big crowd.
It was a big crowd. And I am pleased to say that the staff have won this time. So I'm always ready to press the button for an emergency lockdown procedure in case the staff get too close and are losing. Not that I'd really do that, but it does go through my mind. But we didn't have to do it this time.
They have lost before.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they've lost before.
Students take it very seriously, and so do staff. There is definitely no letting anyone win at those events, but it's fun to see. So getting into weeks 9 and 10 of this term, Year 10 feature quite heavily for the next 2 weeks, especially with the Entrance Campus Course Expectation Workbook, which is issued to them, and that outlines all the courses that they can do in Year 11 and 12. They are helped through that course content by our wonderful careers advisor, Stacey Carpenter-Salmon, and also our deputy, Belinda Casey. And they'll have a meeting on Thursday just to run through those course outcomes and make sure everybody's comfortable with what's on offer. But it is such a great array of choices that they can choose from. And I'm very proud to be a part of a college where we can give that opportunity to our senior students. Some great things happening this week with excursions. So on Tuesday there's an archaeology trip excursion to the rocks in Sydney, which will be fantastic. And also on Friday on Wednesday we have the inter-school chess challenge, and that's also taken very seriously.
It is. We've got quite a few strong contenders for this year's chess championships, and they've been practicing every second half of lunch in the library nearly all term.
And we wish them all the best.
Yeah, very much so.
Another shout out on Tuesday of next week, there's a psychology excursion to the Supreme Court. So that would be very interesting, I'm sure. We have Year 10 Life Changer program next week on Monday. They come to our school and do some great resilience and belonging workshops as well. And on next Friday, we've got Campus Cross Country. So that's another highlight for all those sporty people who have that sustainability to be able to do that course. So I think that's probably it for me. I'm really looking forward to Friday of this week, where we actually have the official opening of Clontarf on the Central Coast, and that will be held at Wadalba Community School. Clontarf is such a major part of our school. I'm so proud to have that group working with us, both Brodie Naden and Brad Bennett. They're wonderful recipients to our students and to our staff, and I'm really looking forward to the official opening on Friday.
And this week we have a big sigh of relief from Year 7 to 9, because They've just completed their NAPLAN in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, that's right. That has been taking up our bandwidth for the last couple of weeks. And I'd just like to do a shout out to our learning and support team who've worked with students and helped them overcome any issues that they've had. And I think we're going to have a very high percentage of completion rate. So we're aiming for 93% to 95%, and I think we'll hit that target, which is amazing.
Which is excellent. So thank you very much, Miss Bay, for coming on to episode 3 of Tumby Talks, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tumby Talks. I'm Noah, school captain 2025.
And I'm Lyra.
And we are going to be hosting a new session for the rest of the year, basically, every episode. I'm glad to be here. I'm sure you are too, Lyra.
Yes, very much so.
And we're going to be discussing things that happen over the week, not necessarily school related. I hope you enjoy in advance. And I think we're going to be talking about the leadership conference, right?
Yep. So not last week, but the week before, on March 14th, me, Noah, and the vice captains and sport captains headed up down to Sydney for a leadership conference. And what did you get from the conference, Noah?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think we had 9 people come and talk, 30 minutes to an hour each. They were really inspiring because they came from a place where they had nothing and they worked by themselves, some of them did, and other people incorporated teamwork by themselves and rose up to fame and made something out of their talents, and I really look up to them in that way.
Yeah, and I like the way that the conference was really interactive, and yeah, it was inspirational to me as well to realize that you don't need a whole group of people to make a difference. And
yeah, I think one of my highlights from it actually was the activity that they set for lunchtime when we were encouraged to collaborate with other schools and do different things. And one of those things was dance battling with other schools in front of everyone.
Had to be recorded as well.
Oh, yeah. I know our vice captain, who isn't here right now, Eddie Cantrell, he really got in there. I think he had 3 dance battles, totally won all of them. Shame we can't show it as proof because it's an audio, but still. I dance battled Eddie and lost miserably, but it is what it is.
I also think it was a good experience for us to like bond with each other and as well as other schools, but like I feel like I got to know the other captains a lot better after that day.
Oh, and also traveling was a big bonus. Especially on the jam-packed tram going from Darling Harbour to Central Station. I think that's the closest the captains, as well as Mr. Gauchy, who was running the whole excursion, I think that's the closest we've ever been, physically and metaphorically. Yes. But no, I loved the entire day. It was so fun, and I got a lot from it.
Yeah, definitely a highlight of the year. So me and Noah have decided to do a thing every week where we bring in one person who around the school we've noticed has made a difference to our week or has made a difference to someone else's. So this week we'd like to bring in Grace.
Hello.
Hey, Grace. what did Grace do this week, Noah, that made a difference to you or last week?
Well, considering it's Monday, it's a pretty good question. But I will go back to the Saturday where we first asked her. Like, I know we don't talk much, and it was a little nerve-wracking to ask, but you said yes straight away, and you wanted to contribute to our podcast and help us out, and I'm really grateful for that.
Of course. And for me, Grace, you were just your positivity made a difference to my week and made me feel better, so I want to thank you for that. So when you said yes to Noah, what were you thinking? Like, why did you just immediately say yes? You didn't have to do that.
Well, like, at first, like, he asked, and I was, like, really confused. I was like, well, like, why would they want me on the podcast? Like, why me? Like, there's many other people. But then, like, I was just like, you know what? Like, they're my friends. I like them. Go for it. Why not? You know? Got nothing better to do.
Yeah. I know Noah mentioned before that you told him to have a good weekend, and that made a difference to him. And to you, that was just a small thing, right?
Yeah.
But it made a big difference to him. So if, what do you have to say to people if they want to say something like that but might be too scared because it's just a small thing?
Just say it. Just, like, let people know how much you, like, value them, and, like, tell them that they, like, have a good day. Like tell them how much you like them. Like, say that they actually make a difference to your life, because you never know how that can change somebody's day or their week or the way they're feeling, because, like, you don't know what people have going on. So just always just let people know you value them.
I agree.
That's a great answer. I think we're coming up on time, so thank you, Grace, for coming on the show. We're going to be adding a few more things as we go along the episode, so definitely tune in for that. But for now, thank you very much, and see you next week. Bye.
Okay, hello, welcome back to 10 Questions with Mr. Holton. I've got two very special guests here today that are going to answer the 10 questions. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Lyra.
And I'm Noah.
And what are you guys here at Tumby?
We're the 2025 school captains.
Ooh, good job, guys. I'm really proud of you. I think that this year was probably our strongest showing of captains that we've had, and for you two to get that was really good. I think Mr. Carson deserves a shout out for how much he believed in all the people that went for that school captain. So great job, Mr. Carson. So just getting started, what are your hobbies and interests? What do you do inside or outside of school?
Well, I play cricket, so I travel down to Sydney to play with my dad, and that's fortnightly. I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't do too much because it's a senior team, so I'm the youngest, but I enjoy it nonetheless. And
great job, mate. What about you, Laura?
Mostly just like music and instruments and stuff. So I play mainly guitar, piano.
How long have you done that for?
Well, I've learnt piano since I was 4, and I taught myself guitar in year 7, so yeah.
Awesome stuff. What primary school did you guys go to?
Well, I actually went to 3. So from K to 3, I went to Gosford Public School, and then I went to the entrance for years 4 to the start of year 6. Mm-hmm. And then I moved 6 hours up Australia to the mid-north coast and went to McLean Public School.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you, Laura?
I actually was at Central Coast Steiner until halfway through year 8.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then I moved to Tumby in year 8, so.
Wow, that would have been interesting, eh?
Yes.
When, like, thinking about when you moved to Tumby and all your time at Tumby, what are your favourite subjects here and why?
Definitely math, MP and PASS.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always loved getting outdoors and trying different things and working as a team, and math, I don't know, it just gets my brain thinking, really.
Mr. Halu will be so proud right now.
yeah, I like Hizzy and extension history, mainly just because I'm interested in history. And I think Miss Jacobs teaches it well. So, yeah, I've had her since year eight and I've always loved the way she teaches it as well. So
shout out, Miss Jacobs. What a legend. Okay, so you guys obviously going for school captain was a huge, like a huge achievement, I think, for you guys. What motivated you to go for school captain?
Well, me personally, I just thought that I had an opinion that I wanted other people to hear as well. And I thought that if I go for it and I get it, then it will be something I really try in. And if I don't, then I have nothing to lose. So
yeah, great. Noah?
Well, I think a lot of what Lara said, but I've learned a lot over my 10 to 11 years of schooling, and I wanted to spread my knowledge and have kids look up to me and follow in my footsteps if that's what they want to do. Yep. And I think going for school captain really promoted my word and makes them more encouraged to have a look at what I'm doing.
But both of you guys, with your speeches, I was lucky enough to hear them both, and I think the one word that I got out of both of them was that you're incredibly hardworking and you're dedicated. So we definitely need that in our school captain, so well done with getting them. Who do you look up to as a leader? Noah?
There's several people, but I'd say all the faculty at Tumby, they have different, they span in qualities, and all of them collectively have made me into a better person, and I want to follow in their footsteps and become a teacher.
Oh, so I love that. Good on you, man.
I'm really grateful for them.
Awesome. Laura?
I look up to Carlson because he is a good leader, but he's also like supportive in the way he like leads, and he's leads with kindness, and that's something I want to do as well.
I totally agree with you. He's an incredibly kind man. What do you think you're like? We've been talking about character strengths as teachers, and I dare say Mr. Carlson's one of his top ones would be love and kindness. What would yours be? What are your top character strengths, or what do you bring to Tumby as a leader? What qualities do you bring?
I think that's a good question. I think, like you said before, hard work and determination is a big factor. Like, I believe with anything, talent without hard work is nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have a good work ethic. And even if you don't feel like doing it that way, that day, you look at the bigger picture and see how you'll be in like a decade or two.
Yeah. And, yeah. Great answer, mate. Laura, what about yours?
I always try to include people and make sure everyone feels heard no matter what, and I try to have kindness with everyone as well. So
I love that. I think that's so important as a leader, to have that ability to hear what people say and then spread that word, and you've done a great job of that, Laura. What's your favorite thing about Tumby?
Well, like I mentioned in my speech, when going for school captain last year, it's just been here. Like, the whole community is so supportive, and there's so much diversity, and like you just feel loved here. Like, I had the opportunity to move like to several schools and I didn't, because I love Tumby.
Gosh, I love that answer. Oh, I love Tumby too. It's the best. So Laura, what about you?
Yeah, what Noah said, the community, like I like how the students, like relationships amongst each other, but also the student teacher connections. I feel like that's something that's very unique in Tumby, is the connection between students and teachers.
100% agree with that. Last but not least, there's many kids out there that are in the schoolyard that probably want to go for school captain, but maybe don't have the confidence to do so, or they may think that they may not get it. What would you say to one of them students that want to do it but don't really know if they should? What advice would you give to them?
I would, best thing I could say is don't care about what people may think of you. Mm. Putting yourself out there, you'll be so much more grateful in the future if you just if you have a go. And like my favorite saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So putting yourself out there, being a great person, and just having the positive mindset and trying to make a difference will help you in the long run. Like,
yeah, love that. Laura?
Yeah, honestly, I remember when I was in year 8 and I heard the speeches of the year 9s going for school captain, and what went through my head is I could never be like brave enough to do that. And then before the speeches last year, I just thought about it and I was in that situation and I just thought about just go for it. Like, I have nothing to lose. Like, it could be a great opportunity for me. And yeah, so now it actually worked out. So don't worry about what could go wrong. Just worry about what could happen. And good things can come from everything. So,
Laura, I definitely think one of your greatest character strengths is bravery. You know, I think that, and you too, Noah, like the way you guys got up and spoke, yeah, it was a real, probably one of the, I said it earlier, it's probably one of the best showings of school captain speeches that we had ever had here at Tumby. And for you two to come out on top's a massive achievement. So congratulations on that. Thank you so much for coming on 10 Questions with Holton. If anyone out there wants to join in on this, the 10 questions, just come and see me in the around the school and let me know. I know that we've got a young boy from year 8 that wants to join in, and but also to the teachers as well. If any teachers want to come out here and have their say, let me know. Have the best day, everyone.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of Tumby Talks. We hope today's conversation sparked some new ideas and gave you some fresh perspectives, or just made you smile along the way like it did for us. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, share and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps us keep these conversations going. And if you have a moment, leave us a review. We read every single one and they mean the world to us. We'll be back soon with another round of stories, insights and plenty of laughs. And until then, stay curious, stay inspired, keep the conversation going. This is Mr. Johnson signing off. Catch you next time on Tumby Talks. Kings and queens wear the crown.